Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of hunger, the virtues of living a simple life, sufficing with little in food, drink and clothing. Actually, we finished this chapter. We're moving on to the next chapter that we are doing currently. The chapter on contentment of chastity, restraint, moderation in one's lifestyle, moderation in one's expenses, and the disapproval of unnecessarily begging, unnecessarily asking. So today is Allahu anhu, and Samurat ibn Jundub radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innal mas'alata kaddun yakuddu biha ar-rajulu wajhahu illa an yas'ala ar-rajulu sultanan aw fi amrin la budda minhu, rawahu at-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Samurat ibn Jundub radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that begging is an injurious act by which a person peels his face. He starts peeling, scratching his face, except in a case where he asks from the ruler or when he has no choice. Let's just go through the explanation of this hadith. One is a person in deen, we know there's so much of encouragement for charity. There's a lot of encouragement for a person giving charity. Charity is such a thing that actually extinguishes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in a hadith. It extinguishes the anger of Allah ta'ala. Water extinguishes the fire. You see the fire fighters, they take the water and they extinguish the fire. Like that, this charity extinguishes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for every amount that a person is giving, he's getting rewarded. Minimum, he's getting a reward of 10. Wallahu yudha'if limay yasha. And then Allah ta'ala increases whoever he wants. Keeps on increasing Allah ta'ala. So there's a lot of rewards for giving. So there is a possibility that in a religion, in a deen, that you encourage to give so much, that there may be abuse, that there will be people now that will start taking to begging because many people want to give. So then Allah Ta'ala, in His wisdom, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala inspired Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informing us of these ahadith that we are doing currently on the harms of asking, on the harms of begging. So this hadith, as the Samurai ibn Jundub radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that begging is actually an injurious act. It's not something that you should take advantage of, that because there's so much of benefit in the one side of the society giving, therefore you should make it a point of making this a profession. In fact, this thing is so injurious, it's as though you're peeling, scratching out your face by you doing this, by you asking and going and making the point. Yesterday we had the hadith, the one who begs from people merely to acquire more wealth. In other words, he's got enough, but just to get more and more, now he's going and begging and asking from people. He's like a person is asking for a hot coal. So you go and ask for more, or you go and ask for less. Like how a person is holding a hot coal. In other words, that is the punishment that he's getting for himself in the fire of Jahannam. So anyway, this hadith is telling us that the dangers of asking. The last part of this hadith says, except where a person goes to the ruler, or he has no choice. Why the ruler? Because the ruler is in charge of giving. One of his duties is those people that are the subordinates, they are the ones that he's supposed to be taking care of, looking after. So there's no harm to go to that person and ask him, who is supposed to be giving. For example, the government, he's got a certain fund in place to help the poor. Now a person goes and he turns to this type of people, the ruler, etc., then there's no harm. Or when he's got absolutely no choice, genuinely the man is in need. If he's genuinely in need, then there's no harm. Islam, Shariat encourages us that a person, that firstly we should be looking out for these people that are in need. And then those people that are in need, obviously if they don't turn to anybody, then there'll be some harm that will come to them, some harm to come to their family. But as we mentioned before, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that the person should do it in such a condition that his respect is kept. He does not insist. And where person is not given, he goes and he asks, he's not given, then he should do one of two things. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes sabr by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he maintains his independence of people. He doesn't lose his self-respect by going in, insisting. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One side we are taught of the virtues of giving, but the other side we are taught unnecessarily turning to people and asking. Was not the style of Sahaba, was not the style encouraged by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.